Hello again, and welcome to a special New Year's edition of Dakota Digest right here on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Nate Weck, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's going on in South Dakota as we approach the year 2016. The 116th annual Christmas Bird Count is happening across the country again this season. The counts include volunteers who fan out around communities and document as many birds as they can on a given day. There are over a dozen bird counts happening in South Dakota from late December into early January. The data collected over the long term is valuable to scientists who says it shows how birds are reacting to changing climates. As SDPB's Charles Michael Ray reports, there is new research showing migration patterns changing over South Dakota.
The range of many species of birds is well known. Pick up any book on birds, and you can often find maps of North America with colored areas showing the expanse of where various avian species are found. But birds are mobile, so if they don't like the climate, they can just fly somewhere else.
And that can show up in the Christmas bird count data by seeing increasing numbers of populations that used to be in low numbers when it was colder, and as the climate warms, we might see those moving northward.
Dr. David Swanson is a professor of biology at the University of South Dakota. He says the data gathered by Christmas bird counts shows some broad population shifts. He says in South Dakota, his research also shows a changing timing of migration patterns. He says this kind of research can't be done without the volunteer efforts of citizen scientists.
For individual researchers, there's no way that you can do these sort of broad-scale sorts of things with the massive volumes of data that you can get out of these citizen science projects. And so they're kind of a unique data set to be able to work with there.
Swanson is working on a new study showing how avian populations are adapting in South Dakota. He believes birds are responding to a warmer climate. He says the temperature records show a trend of warmer winters in the state beginning in the 1970s.
Fall River County votes have been counted more than a year after the election, and according to a canvas, voters have turned down county approval of a petroleum-contaminated soil dump proposed for a site near Edgemont. But the state's attorney says the story doesn't end there. High Plains Resources LLC has filed notice of another appeal. SDPB's Vicki Wicks has more.
The election was held in November 2014, but county officials waited to count the votes until after the South Dakota Supreme Court resolved issues. That resolution came earlier this month when justices ruled against High Plains. The story starts in early 2014 when High Plains asked Fall River County commissioners for a resolution of support for an oil-contaminated soil dump. The commission gave that approval in March, but citizens protested they didn't have adequate public notice. Commissioners heard the request again in June and again gave approval. High Plains needs that resolution to take the next step, approval at the state level. Citizens referred the approval to a vote. A circuit judge stayed that vote, but the state Supreme Court, in an interim decision, lifted the stay and allowed the election to go forward. The ballots have sat unopened for more than a year. The county state's attorney, Jim Sword, says the election results still might not be final.
High Plains has filed a notice of appeal to challenge the decision to refer the resolution to a vote of the people, and that is currently pending before the circuit court, 7th Judicial Circuit.
Sword says he hopes that sometime this summer the county will learn if the vote stands.
This isn't the end of the fighting by High Plains. This was their first step, and I've started the second step, and we'll defend against High Plains one more time.
Sword says in the first appeal, High Plains attempted to stop the vote. In the second appeal, the company alleges the referral was factually unsupported and legally defective. The vote, as canvassed, is 1,483 against the waste site and 1,290 for it. A phone call placed to a High Plains spokesman has not yet been returned.
A coffee table book that incorporates photos of life on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation with the wisdom of tribal elders and the perspectives of tribal youth is now available to the public. SDPB's Jim Kent visited with the author of Home Cheyenne River Lakota Nation to discuss what her goal was for creating a multidimensional insight into the life of a tribal nation.
The Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation comprises 4,000 square miles of rolling prairie in the very heart of South Dakota. Its 8,000 tribal members, from elders to children, carry on the traditions of their Lakota culture while also living as an active part of the 21st century. and it's the positive aspects of that dual existence that Heather Steinberger wanted to capture in photos and in words.
When people heard about reservation life in the media, it was largely focused on the social ills that are present there, the poverty that's present there, and it was just a very dismal perspective of these communities, that everything was sadness and despair.
Heather says that image wasn't what she and her photographer husband Richard had encountered during their many years spent visiting the reservation.
We had talked to so many people that were just so fiercely proud of their home and loved it for so many different reasons that we thought, wouldn't it be interesting not only to capture the Cheyenne River Reservation in photography, but to approach young people and say, okay, you know, here's an assignment. Home, what does it mean to you? How do you feel about it? What's your perspective on how outsiders see it?
The goal, says Heather, was to introduce the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation to a larger audience through the voices of the children who live there, accompanying photos that help tell the truth of their story. Home is where you come from, who you grew up with, and what you believe in. From an essay by Keith Jewett is one example of those voices. The cooperation of the students with the book project, says Steinberger, was remarkable. From poems to essays to short memoirs, the Cheyenne River Reservation students shared their innermost thoughts and feelings in a book that can be read by the world. Marcella LeBeau is a respected elder of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. Marcella says she's happy that her image is among those that fill the pages of Heather Steinberger's book.
We have so much beauty here, and some people fail to see it. But I see the sunrises in the morning when I would take walks, and the sunsets in the evening, like I used to tell my grandchildren about how beautiful they were. In fact, one of my little grandsons, he called me to go and see the sunset one evening. And those are the things that other people don't see. The beauty all around us, the birds, the animals, and the trees, and we have lots of beauty here.
Marcella LeBeau hopes Heather Steinberger's book will teach others what she already knows, that the Cheyenne River Reservation is among the most beautiful places on Earth.
At the end of last year, South Dakota had nearly 300 confirmed cases of the flu, and we were on our way to 1,700 cases for the entire flu season. State epidemiologist Lon Keitlinger says there are fewer than a dozen confirmed cases so far this year.
It is slower than last year. However, this year is more normal than the last 3 years. The last 3 years have been abnormally early flu seasons, so this actually is more typical of a flu season in the United States and in South Dakota.
Keitlinger says it's important to wash your hands regularly. He says South Dakotans are encouraged to get vaccinated, either by the flu shot or the flu mist. This step is the best way to avoid the virus. As the new year approaches, I wanted to just take a quick moment and look back at the year 2015. From my personal perspective, I'm a big movie buff, and I decided to see what Rotten Tomatoes ranked as the top movies for 2015. Paddington came in at number 10. At number 9, it was It Follows. Spotlight took the number 8 spot, and Matt Damon's The Martian found itself at number 7. Shaun the Sheep scored 6th place, while Brooklyn entered the top 5. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, broke box office records, and that was ranked 4th. Selma was the 3rd best movie of the year, followed by Pixar's Inside Out at number 2. And Mad Max Fury Road was ranked the best movie of 2015 again. All of this according to a ranking system of Rotten Tomatoes. We want to thank all of our listeners and viewers for tuning in to South Dakota Public Broadcasting on a regular basis. We couldn't do it without you, and we truly do appreciate it. For more programming and radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to stay connected with us on social media as well by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting on Facebook and by following our Twitter accounts at SODACPB, at SDPBNews, and at SDPBSports. This has been another edition of Dakota Digest. I'm Nate Weck. Happy New Year, everyone.